brought across 1228. Preyed on humans in their blood. Now he wants to be mortal again. To repay society for his sins. To emerge from his world of darkness. From his endless forever night.
Alive. Come on, out of here, you big, nasty animal, you!
Rub-a-dub-dub.
You want to come over here and sit on my lap? No? How about a cigarette? Nothing like a good smoke if you miss your mom. Never too young to start. No. Well, I got something right here I know you'd like. Like to draw, don't you? Huh? Huh? Now, they're yours. If you help me with just one problem, all right? Now, now that tattoo on your back, I've been told that's actually a map.
The way to dry land.
Now we're getting someplace. Could you teach me how to read that? Set that. Well, have you ever heard any of your friends talk about it? You know, like your mommy or your pet fish. Did he say anything?
I should make fun of him. He wouldn't like it.
Girl. Give a shit what he'd like. He took out my eye. And if I ever see him again, I'm gonna cut open his head and I'm gonna eat his brain. You think he'd like that?
Can't kill him. He's even meaner than you are.
But he's not here. And he ain't coming. And no one's gonna save you.
He'll come for me. He will.
Well, then you better tell me what I want to know. Or he can save what's left of you in a goddamn jar.
It's a tragedy. I'll tell you. I don't understand you, boys. I don't think you know what it means to have rules. You gotta have rules and you gotta have discipline. I don't know what it was like in your homes and your home lives, but in my house, my father, there were rules. And if you didn't follow the rules, there was hell to pay. had rules, and you had discipline. Sometimes it wasn't nice, but boy, we learned. We sure did learn. Yeah, right around there to the right. There you go. Come on now. I mean, it's a simple thing, really. You got rules, and you got discipline. That's the beginning of the story, and that's the end of the story. We understand each other.
Turn and face the wall.
Face the wall.
Me too.
Now, we got interrupted earlier in the lunchroom, but there's no one to interrupt us here now. Blowjob. Down on your knees.
Face the wall.
There are no clear pictures of the sexual abuse we endured. I buried it as deep as it can possibly go. What I remember most clearly from that chilly October night was that it was my 14th birthday and the end of my childhood.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure about that, but making an appearance, we had hoped it's going to be Roddy Piper. Unfortunately, it appears as though he has been injured.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll say this about the Rowdy one. If he says he can't wrestle, he must be hurt. Because he's one bad dude. He eats pain for breakfast in the morning and comes back for more.
I'll agree with you there. Standing by right now is me and Gene Okerlund with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Vince, you'll have to agree with me. One of the exciting matches we were looking forward tonight to seeing. The Iron Sheik versus Rowdy Roddy Piper. Compliments of Adrian Adonis, Don Morocco and company. An injury to the left knee of the Rowdy one. And Roddy Piper, you've been prohibited by physicians from going into the ring tonight thanks to Adonis Morocco and that entire gang.
So what you're saying to me is I ain't fighting because some goofball in a dress and some fat hog, you're talking about between the two of them, 600 pounds on the hoof. What you're saying to me is I can't wrestle the Iron Sheik tonight because these fat, nasty, stretch-mark-looking sons of no... What they did is hurt my knee, so what you're telling me is I can't wrestle. Is that what you're saying?
So the doctor is telling you.
The doctor is telling me that. You know what you can do, little Dr. Torrey? You can go out and deliver somebody's baby. I ain't no baby. Nobody in my entire damn life has ever told me what to do. If I want to wrestle, I'm going to wrestle. I ain't going to sit back and say, oh, my poor little knee, and let them have the courtesy of saying that they didn't let me wrestle. I ain't going to sit back. You see, there is a difference in the entire world between every wrestler and myself. And thank God for that, man.
He is red hot, ladies and gentlemen. Vince Jesse Ventura. I don't know what to make of it.
I do.
I'm sure you do, Mr. Piper. Back to you, Vince.
Quibbank, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh! Oh!
We'll be right back. the Snake Roberts, the match is at hand.
Well, well, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. Here we are at WrestleMania, and it's the biggest match of your career. Why? Because everything you stand for is on the line, namely the million-dollar belt. Oh, yeah, it can be yours once again. You see, all you have to do to get it back is go through Damien and me. But you see, Damien and I don't forget. We remember all the times you made people grovel for your money. These were people far less fortunate than you. People who could use your money for essentials. And what did you do? You made fun of them. You humbled them. And you humiliated them. Well, now it's my turn. I'm going to make you beg, DiBiase. You are going to get down on your hands and knees. This time, you'll be the one that's humbled. This time, you'll be the one that's humiliated. And this time, you will be the one that grovels for the money. And how appropriate that the money you grovel for is your very own. A victim of your own greed, wallowing in the muck of avarice.
Longfellow couldn't have said it better.
Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Word got around the money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone Nash out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. Well, I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
I just wish I could get you to understand.
What is there to understand? You trade lives and human dignity for profit.
Money, not morality, is the principal commerce of civilized nations. Thomas Jefferson, 200 years ago. That is the philosophy that built this nation.
You know about this nation. Wouldn't you ever give a second thought to American citizens? You're the reason their money's worthless. You're the reason old people are eating out of garbage cans and kids get killed in bullshit wars. You're not in the oil business. You're in the oil shortage business. You're an ivory tower hoodlum, a common street killer. I wish to Christ there's some way I could nail you.
Well, you're going to be nailing the American dream, Barney. Because it all started in the corner gas station. Remember, you used to take your bike down there and get free air? And Daddy said, fill them up, Fred. Then you go down to Grandma's for Christmas dinner. Yeah. Then when you got your first car, what'd you do? You took your girl for a ride. There was Fred, smiling by the pump there. He never let you down because a gallon of gas never broke down. Well, it was oil that nourished the American dream. We're the great American tit, Barney. And without it, ain't no America.
If you have Bobby?
Water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field. Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks.
You
don't
mean
it.
You're bad people.
Cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day bed I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing alright. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing alright. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why? Why can't every day be just?
Captain's log, stardate 4639.2. It is nearly 6 months since the Starship Enterprise was purchased by the Marriott Corporation for use as a theme restaurant. The adjustment was difficult for my crew, but they have performed with efficiency and courtesy, eagerly embracing their new mission of people-pleasing.
I'm First Officer Spock, and I'll be your waiter this evening. May I take your order?
Yes, I would like the shrimp cocktail appetizer and the seafood platter, please.
Excuse me, I find that selection highly illogical, as the shrimp is also included in the seafood platter.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll have the seafood platter, then.
Excellent. And you, ma'am?
The same.
Very good.
Damn it, Spock. You and your infernal Vulcan logic. You just talked them out of a shrimp cocktail, possibly two.
I find it most curious, Captain, the human desire to have as a main course what one has just had as an appetizer.
Well, you'll learn, Mr. Spock, that logic has little place in the food service industry.
Evidently.
Spock, Bones, what the devil's going on?
Jim, thank God you're back.
Well, I left orders that Wednesday night should be crab night.
Captain, we ran out of crab 2 hours ago. The most logical alternative seemed to be grayfish.
Grayfish?
Humpback whale, Captain.
Oh, Spock.
It's good fish, Jim. It really is.
Oh, Captain Kirk, thank goodness you're here.
Yes.
We're having trouble with his customer at table four.
Spock, well, just stay here. Unless you're needed, I'll handle this.
For God's sake, Jim, be careful.
Everything all right? Enjoying
excellent.
Your meal?
Nice.
Good. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Captain Kirk. I understand you're having trouble with your order.
Yes, I am. I ordered a Klingon, and they give me this fried clam sandwich.
Ma'am, a Klingon is a fried clam sandwich.
Well, now, I thought it was a lobster salad sandwich.
No, that's a Romulan, ma'am.
Well, then you must have changed the name, because...
Well, we didn't change the name, ma'am.
I think we can straighten all this out.
Thank
Would you,
you
still like the lobster salad?
Yes, please, with onion rings. Please.
Mr. Chekhov.
Yes, Captain.
I need a rum with rings. And to drink?
Chocolate Scotty.
And a chalk scot. It'll be right up.
Thank you.
There it is now. Thank you. Here you are.
Excellent.
Enjoy your meal.
Yes, thank you very much.
Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
Everything all right here? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Enjoying yourself?
Boy!
Oh, dear. Dr. McCoy, this man needs medical attention.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a... Oh, sure.
Allow me, thank you.
How's that Romulan?
It just doesn't taste right. I don't know. It's...
Uh-huh. Bones. Hey, take a look at this, will you?
Jim, there's no dressing on this at all. It's completely dry.
No dressing? Mr. Sulu, what happened to the Russian dressing?
The dispenser is jammed, Captain. It will take days to repair.
We don't have days. How are we on the French dressing?
Good, Captain.
All right, I'll tell you what I want. I want you to take the French dressing and mix it with a little mayonnaise and relish.
Aye, aye, sir.
And push it to the limit, Mr. Sulu. I want full relish.
It's working, sir. It's working, sir.
Sulu.
Captain.
You've been putting on a little weight?
Yes, Captain, a little.
Don't make me regret my policy of free food for the crew.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Scotty!
Scott here, Captain.
Well, what's going on? We've stopped revolving.
I don't know, Captain. The controls are set to full rotate. I don't think she can take any more.
Mr. Scott, this is a revolving restaurant. I'm responsible for the dining enjoyment of 150 patrons who come here for the view. I cannot and I will not compromise in quality.
Captain, our sensors show an unidentified life form heading in this direction. Perhaps that's the reason we're having this mechanical difficulty.
So, Captain Kirk. We meet again.
Commons, you...
I have followed you to the ends of the galaxy, Kirk.
My revenge will be final. The Enterprise will be... Sulu? Oh, my God, what has happened to you? Look at you!
We all get older, Khan.
Turn around.
That's enough. You board my ship. Uninvited, you insult my staff. What else? What's your business here?
My business, Kark, is official. No paper towels. The employee washroom. Dirty silverware store next to clean. No sneeze guard on the salad bar. I have dreamed of this moment, Kark, for 25 years.
He's got us, Jim.
Maybe, maybe not. I have a plan. Bones, do you have any money on you?
A little, but why?
Give it to me. Bones,
Spock.
I failed to see the logic behind your plan, Captain.
You're absolutely right, Khan. About these violations, I want to thank both of you for bringing them to our attention. Rest assured that they will be corrected immediately.
Well, I should report these violations of your restaurant, Captain, but since this is your first offense and you're going to correct them, I think we can overlook this.
Oh, so you have won this round, Kark. Kark, I will be back in 3 months' time, Kark. And you will be cited. Inspector, come!
I find it ironic, Captain, that in his mad thirst for revenge, Khan was betrayed by the very health inspector he enlisted.
Never underestimate the power of human greed, Mr. Spock.
What he's saying, Spock, is that perhaps there are limitations to your vaunted Vulcan logic.
Dr. McCoy, would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
What?
Mr. Spock, I believe you're becoming more human every time. Mr. Scott! Full revolve!
And Ace, lost and brothers with hate. We cast it off and along we went. Off from Bermuda to an island and so we went it.
Son of mine, I need you cool. Are you cool?
Sometimes I feel like I There's no stopping this matchup till someone walks out of the cage. The Lord Saints of Jimmy Snuka! Brian Pillman will stoop to any depth to gain victory. Has obsessed all week in wanting to hurt the Bulldog. Shamrock has lost it. Lost it. He's hurt. He makes it walking down through the people. Good luck with the official maintaining order in this one. It's a country versus the city. And that's what happens when you mess with LOT.
There is nothing between Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. I am here to be an impartial referee.
Andy Michaels has had enough. I can't believe this.
The Shamrock Star.
Yeah, maybe good.
Yeah.
been big fans of that song.